Today we are celebrating the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Resurrection Day. Jesus is with his Father in heaven. He has poured out his Spirit, as we've seen in these short videos over the last 11 days. Over 3,000 people believe a new family is forming. And today we come to the end of the story of the day of Pentecost. But there are 26 chapters of the book of Acts to go, almost 2,000 years of church history, so many other stories to tell. But let's take a look at this first generation church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They needed to. Most of them had been on the wrong side in the lead up to the crucifixion, and none of them had done well. They changed their mind about Jesus. Now they needed to work it out in detail. As do we today. We need to devote ourselves to this teaching too. They devoted themselves to fellowship or to partnership. People who did not know each other became family. It was a wonderful thing to watch. What Jesus had started, the church continued. They shared meals together and they remembered that Jesus gave his body and blood for them. Every act of eating together was something sacred. They prayed together. Of course, the disciples had been praying between Ascension and Pentecost, and God had amazingly answered their prayers. But they knew they had to keep praying. Their corporate prayer life mattered to them. They shared what they had, what resources they had. They passed around each other. Later on, we would read that there were no poor people among them, because of people's generosity. They praised God. Their hearts were devoted towards giving God the glory. And people who looked on at this church were impressed. Well, on Ascension Day, I asked a question. If we won't find Jesus among the dead, as the two men said on Resurrection Day, and we won't find him by looking up in the sky, as the two men said on Ascension Day, where will we find him? And as this series comes to an end, I have two answers to that question. The first is we can find him anywhere. Jesus is now not restricted to a physical body. The Spirit of God comes like the wind, and the Spirit can reach us wherever we are. We do not need special places anymore. We do not need church buildings. We need the Spirit of God. And my second answer to the question is in the apostles' teaching, and in the community that celebrates it. That the life that God gives is written down for us and it is lived out in the church. Jesus, before his ascension, got alongside his disciples and he explained the scriptures to them. And as today, we come together, not in the form we're used to, but as we come together, he still gets alongside us by his Spirit. He leads us, as John's Gospel puts it, into all truth. Thank you so much for watching these videos. Our Pentecost service goes live at 10:45 today. Please do be so welcome to join us.